We are Inhumans. Our people need a leader.
The days of Black Bolt are coming to an end.
Maximus is trying to take over Adelan.
Honor me as your new king.
Never.
You must escape now.
We have to get to Earth.
What the?
Anyone stop us. Nothing can keep us from being free.
Things are changing, and they're not going back.
Marvel's Inhumans, debuting on IMAX screens September 1st. Get tickets now. Premiering on ABC September 29th.
I am the Queen of Adelan. No one tells me what to do.
Mix with all the beat.
I am somebody. I am somebody.
Let me see what you can do.
Hey, hey, what's up? It's the Zisu back again, the E-Society podcast. We talk TV, movies, comics, collecting, sports, and everything entertainment. This is episode 63. Today we'll be talking about TV, including Twin Peaks The Return, a little Game of Thrones Season 1, and The Sinner. Movies including The Hitman's Bodyguard and Inhumans. And as always, The Week in Sports, The Week in Funko and Collecting, weekly Star Wars moment featuring Force Friday, and our weekly random movie and song recommendations. But before I go any further, we're just entering Twin Peaks city limits. Is the coffee on? It's the Nez!
Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. First of all, I would like to thank six awesome guys that I got an interview with for Force Friday, which was this past Friday. And I'm probably just going to start. We're going to start it off with that. With the Force Friday stuff. So how did you make out?
Pretty good. If I had my stuff together better, it would have been a perfect opportunity for me to interview some people too. You'll hear on the little blurb, we'll add that, like you said, me and Jade recorded it once we were done. But yeah, we did pretty good.
All right. Yeah. I went out Friday morning. All I got was one thing. I went into Target and it was pretty picked over. So I only wanted the one figure, the Kylo Ren figure, because when Force Awakens came out, that was all I got.
Right.
And that was the only one I really wanted. I was looking for Phasma, but I didn't see any. Did she have a regular single figure?
Not this time around. They're gonna reissue her pop. But they fell back a little bit with the Phasma merchandise. They did have a new novel though, which I think told the story of whatever happened to her in that trash compactor before, in between Awakens and Last Jedi.
Well, that'd be cool. I'd like to know what happened there. But yeah, those are the only two things I wanted, and there was nothing. And like I said, it was all picked over and everything because there was a lot of diehards. Out there at midnight, and the six guys that I talked to in Reno at Toys R Us, I just drove by there just to see if anyone was out there, and there they were, man. So that was pretty cool.
That is cool.
I can't remember everyone's names if you guys are going to listen to us, but during the little interview, everyone says their name. But okay. There was even a little guy out there, one of the guy's sons, and he was cool. I started it off with him, so. I'm going to play that right now for you guys. So, and then we'll get back into the show.
Hey,
Hey, everybody. This is Nez, and I'm here at Toys R Us in Reno, Nevada. And I got some gentlemen here already in line. It's Thursday night, about what time? 8:45 here in Reno, Nevada, Toys R Us, waiting for the midnight opening of Star Wars Force Friday 2, which is in a few hours. And can I get you guys' names?
My name's Matt.
Sean.
What was that?
Sean.
Albert.
T-Bone.
Johnny.
And you?
Gabe.
Oh, hey, well, I'll start with you, Gabe. Is this your son?
No,
oh, is it cool?
Yeah, go.
All right, hey, Gabe. My name's Kevin. We're doing a podcast, and we'll be talking about Star Wars toys for Force Friday. What are you excited, or what do you want?
The Lego BB-8.
Cool. Is it huge? Is it small?
It's about...
It looks big. It's like, yeah. It's like 1,200 pieces.
Is it really?
Yeah. 12,000 pieces.
Cool. Right on. Anything else?
No.
Anything BB-8 related, right?
Well, if there's anything that I don't know about that's BB-8.
Cool. Which is your favorite Star Wars movie?
I don't know.
All of them.
Probably.
Right on, Gabe. Thank you. Let me just start from here. What was your name again? I'm sorry.
It's Matt.
What are you looking for? You or everything or anything?
2 years ago was pretty crazy. I got a lot of the new stuff, all the new characters. This year I'm looking for just a couple pops. And hopefully, if these guys don't take it, just like a Luke Skywalker Black Series.
Is there just a limited amount of each and everything?
I don't know. We'll find out. I think they said there was 3 cases of the Kylo Ren exclusive. So there should be plenty of that between the 6 of us. But, yeah, hopefully a couple Black Series.
I hear there's free T-shirts here at Toys R Us. For...
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's cool. All right, I'm in for that.
T-shirt and poster.
Oh, cool. Okay, and what was your name again? I'm sorry.
Sean.
Sean, what are you here for?
I'm just after a few of the Black Series, the Stormtrooper, Darth Vader, you know, maybe the Land Speeder.
No pops?
No pops. Oh, if there's a Luke, I might snatch that one up too. I don't know. We'll have to see what's in there.
Right on. From what you guys know, how much, is there a lot this wave?
There's about 10 or 12 in the Black Series that's supposed to come out, and another like maybe another 15 in the next series. So it's hard to say if they're all going to show up tonight or not.
Right on, thanks. And I forgot everyone's name. We'll have to go through it again. What's your name again?
Albert.
What are you looking for?
Anything Sith, man. Anything evil. I don't know, do the good guys.
Are you a pop collector?
We've kind of toned that back a bit.
Yeah, a buddy of mine, the host of the show, his name is Zisu. He's a huge pop fan, so he's looking for all of those.
Yeah, it got too competitive for us, so we were out.
That's what's me. I love Star Wars. Star Wars is my favorite, but I am also a horror guy, so I'm more related to the horror pops, and I think I got them all. Right now, I'm trying to get all the Pennywise ones for the new It movie, but I heard there was some kind of license right mess up, so they pulled them all. So I don't know, but
all the chases got vaulted, and the regular ones got vaulted, I guess. I'm not 100%, but the Walmart and Hot Topic are still going to be released. But if you get that chase, good luck, man.
I've seen chases while I was out and about, but I don't have anything. My buddy, he has like storage full of stuff.
Especially that Pennywise, that thing's going to be insane. I'm just giving up. I'm like, I don't even.
Were you guys always a toy collector?
Oh yeah, for years. I mean, I've been collecting for probably 15, 20 years.
Cool, right on.
Superman's my guy.
Oh, right on.
Out
of the DC, I'm a Batman guy. I lean more towards Marvel, but I love Batman from a kid. Adam West is my Batman from Batman 66, because that's what I grew up with. But we're not talking about Batman. We're talking about Star Wars right now. But
if you're Marvel or DC, it doesn't matter. You still have the respect for Batman, and you still have the respect for Superman. Oh, yeah. The same way that if you're DC, you got respect for Spider-Man and Wolverine, the X-Men. There's that common bond between that, no matter what.
True comic book heroes.
Yeah.
True hero. If you're a true comic book fan, you'll go either way because, I mean, they are what they are. Like, Batman is... you know, such an amazing, iconic character.
Mm-hmm.
And Joker is, without without a doubt, like the best villain.
I mean, we could go on for this for days.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I could go
but
on.
It's Star Wars Day.
It's Star Wars Day. It's Star Wars Day. But, you know, same thing as Vader.
Mm-hmm. What was your name again? I'm sorry.
Tony.
And what are you here for?
Luke's land speeder, hang out with my friends and family, and just enjoy the night of celebrating Star Wars.
Cool. I'm glad it's not cold.
No, it's nice. It's like 80 degrees. Yeah.
Because last night it was a little sweatshirt weather.
It was, huh? I'll put that sweater in my car before I leave the house.
And 15 when we were here, it got cold.
Yeah.
15 days.
Yeah. And pants on. Yeah.
All right. What was your name again? I'm sorry.
Johnny.
And what are you looking for?
I'm this. Like, I'm sitting outside of Toys R Us right now with other collectors talking about what's cool inside, what everyone wants, and what everyone doesn't want. The people that are behind us here, the people that are in front of you here, are the camaraderie that you have of a fellow nerd collector, and I'm looking for that land speeder. You know what? I don't need that land speeder tonight. I'm looking for these ones tonight, and the camaraderie you have. We got two pizzas in front of us sitting around talking about toys, and this is exactly what Force Friday is about. Like, just sitting around hanging out with your buddies and getting new toys to go home and put up on display.
Right on, dude. That's awesome. And we will end this right now with that because I don't think I could top it. Boom!
I dropped the mic.
There you go. But all you guys, thank you so much for being a part of this. Our show is the East Society. You can look it up on iTunes or Podbean. We are... Well, I guess my listeners know. I'll explain afterwards to you guys. But hey, guys, thank you so much. And right on. Around real quick, what's your favorite Star Wars movie?
Empire.
Empire.
Yeah. Favorite Star Wars movie?
Sorry.
Episode 4.
Oh, my God. Well, I mean, Empire Strikes Back's pretty good, right?
Empire.
But I actually, kind of in a weird way, like Rogue One was really good for me. I like the new direction. It was darker, and I thought that was pretty cool.
Right on, guys. Episode 4. Come on, it was Star Wars in 77 before.
Watch that. When it first opened up, I was 5 years old when that movie came out, and I was in the theater. My sister took me to see that thing, and I've been on.
I was six.
Ever since. Yeah.
Right on. But hey, guys, thank you so much, and hopefully my other buddy will get some stuff too. So right on, guys. Well, we'll see you later, and we'll get right back to you guys in a minute. Yeah, hey again, man. Thanks so much, you guys, for being a part of our show. And it was cool, man. Those dudes, man, they're diehards, man. I mean, I used to be super diehard, but now I had to work, so I was like,
right.
But hey, man, I mean, it was good to see them out there, just feeling the force for the midnight opening, the kickoff for Force Friday. So I thought that was sweet. And I never made it into Toys R Us, so I don't know what their display was. I'm sure it's all was super picked over by now. But what all did you make out with? Just real quick. I mean, well, Zizu here, he did record some stuff. And
yeah, we'll drop that in a minute,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, so you know what? I'll play that right now.
Yeah, and then I'll get into it.
Hey, hey, what's up? It's the Zisu E-Society Podcast. I'm live on location here in Eureka, California, doing Force Friday. They're calling it Force Friday 2. It's for The Last Jedi. Talk about it all the time on the pod. We're just doing a little bit of, you know, a live recap. I know Nez wanted to record in location, but I kind of lost my nerve trying to track down all the collectibles. I will say right off the bat, I was after the Chase Porg. Sadly, this target only got one. I went to the wrong place where they had pops. I went to the display. Instead, they had on the aisle that they had one Chase, and the guy got it. You know, it's everybody's a collector, so, you know, you got to get off to him. I congratulated him. I'm glad he got it. But it would have been nice to knock that one off the list. But I was able to get all the rest of the pops I was after. Rey, Luke, the Porg with the flapping wings, Snoke. Yeah, Finn, pretty much everybody. I skipped getting the First Order BB unit droid because Box Lunch is going to have a chrome version of it. And Chewbacca and the Porg is going to be an FYE exclusive, so I'm hoping to find those tomorrow. So, and we'll see what happens at Hot Topic because they're going to have a Porg flocked there's a regular Anna Chase there. But anyways, back to tonight, I had my daughter Jade, longtime E Society contributor, here to say a little bit about what she experienced.
Hi, guys. So, yeah, it's currently almost 1 o'clock in the morning, and it's a school night. And I don't know, like, at the beginning of this, I was kind of tired. But then, like, as soon as I got in there, like, we were actually the first people in there, which was really cool. So, like, they were, like, surprised. Like, oh, there's people here. They're actually coming. We're not just, like, sitting around here for nothing. Since there was, like, a lot of employees, like, waiting for the to release the merch, which was really nice. And they were all super cool and everything. I had a lot of fun waiting. One of the things that I actually did was I texted my best friend, who was, like, currently asleep, like everyone else who is normal at this time is. But I'm like, nope, I'm going to text her. And probably, like, a couple hours from now, she's going to text me back and be like, why did you text me at, like, midnight? But I was like, it's important, obviously. She knows and understands. And I also, I did a lot of Snapchatting about, like, the stuff I got, which is pretty cool. I sent that out to, like, my story, which was fun. And one of the things that I was surprised at that they had was, like, this themed Star Wars candy. And at first I saw this, like, sucker Kylo Ren lightsaber, and that was pretty cool. And so I like begged Tad if I could get that, and he said okay, fine. And then we saw, like, these Wookiee wafers. They were, like, chocolate, and they, like, had, like, Wookiees, like, on the front, kind of. And I was like, I want those too. And so it was like, yeah, you can bring them to school tomorrow. Oh yeah, cool thing. Coincidentally, I have picture day today in a couple of hours, and so I get a new shirt to wear. And so Star Wars is hopefully gonna be in my school yearbook. Let's hope. It's gonna be cool either way. I'm gonna make people talk about it. So yeah, it was really fun. They actually gave us free buttons, which was really nice. Like exclusive Target buttons and a cool exclusive bag that says something like "Get your Rey game on." That was pretty cool. She's my favorite. I love her. Yeah, it was pretty cool because, like, we were the first people there, and then, like, as more time went on, more people came, and it was kind of surprising how many people came. How many people do you think came?
Well, yeah, like Jade said, first got there, two other guys, and for a minute there, it was looking like that was going to be it. And they had this giveaway of prizes. They had two big giveaways. It was a pretty stunning. One was a Kylo Ren Force Effects lightsaber. That's over 100, I know. And the they gave away a Sphero BB unit for the First Order. And that's 150. So we didn't win. And actually, the two guys that we were there first didn't win either. But, you know, it's all in the fun. It's all part of being out. You know, you can't count on the stuff. I was under the impression they were going to have Porg plushes, like 4-foot Porg plushes. But maybe they didn't get them at this Target. So they told them, go ahead and give away these other prizes. And honestly, like, the Porg plush, at the most, what, that's like $30?
Yeah.
So, yeah, they went above and beyond with the prizes here. So it was nice to see people showing out. I wish I would have got to interview people, but I was scrambling to check out products, figure out what I have, figure out how much I could afford, and then all that, and then the raffle. And then, as soon as the raffle was gone, everybody headed out, and we kind of hung out, did the the AR, augmented reality. If you go to the stores, you'll see, you can use the Star Wars app, and you'll see little, like, the Praetorian Guard comes alive, and if you shoot Rey, you'll see a little Resistance BB unit.
And one of the other cool things that happened while we're in line, I mean, like, obviously, while you're in, like, a big line with people, you're not just gonna, like, be a broody loner, because that's lame. You're gonna talk to people. So, like, Dad was talking to, like, these other guys and stuff, and it was, like, interesting to actually, like, I don't know, because I haven't, like, been around people that much who, like, interact about Star Wars, like, as much as I'd like to. But it was pretty cool to, like, see these girls and these guys talk, like, about it with each other. And, like, one guy mentioned the Star Wars show, which we actually watched, so that was pretty cool. And another guy mentioned, like, getting push notifications about, like, where other merchandise was being sold. And the one of the other first guys that was there talked with Dad about tattoos, having their Star Wars tattoos, and that was really neat, and how I want a Star Wars tattoo here soon. Hint, hint. really subtle on that. So yeah, it was just really fun to do this. Like, I'm glad I did it.
Yeah, I'm glad you were here too. Just a little check-in. I hope Nez is out there, too. He sent me some notifications. He stopped by Toys R Us. He got an interview, which you may be hearing even before this. I'm going to send this in, and we'll put this together somehow. We'll probably get together and talk more about it, his experience. I hope he was able to get some stuff he was after. The regular classic carded figures, the classic size of figures, they were short stocked. This Target didn't get any Luke Skywalker at all. So if you were after any of those, I hope you got them. Black Series, all the Luke Skywalkers sold here. I was actually lucky to grab the last one. I thought I'd be fine, but then I started seeing people pick them up, and I picked up the last one they had, so I was glad to get that. Overall, another great Force Friday, and this is only the beginning. Like Count Dooku said, this is midnight, so I'll be out tomorrow morning checking Hot Topic, GameStop, FYE, all that. And yeah, we'll talk to you soon. And any last words for him, Jade?
May the Force be with you.
That's right. May the Force be with you.
Yeah, so kick it off again. I mean, we just heard it, but...
Right. Just a follow-up on that. You heard that we got there 11:30. We were the first person. Target had remained open, but completely nobody shopping at all. And they're like, hey, like, oh, you're the first one. And we got buttons and stuff and all that fun stuff, a bag. And they had the regular toy aisle set up, but then at the very back of the store, they had a second section in their seasonal, and that's where they wanted everybody to line up. So we got back there. And took our time, so there actually ended up being a guy ahead of us and then another guy behind us. And then right before midnight, about 10, 12 more people showed up. So it was a pretty good-sized crowd, considering. So my main goal was to secure the Porg chase of the pop. And they had a little display right at the front of the line. And I made the wrong choice of, I told Jade, we're going to try to go through that as quickly as we can, find that chase. While we did that, everybody passed us and went onto the aisle, and it turned out there was another display there, and that's where the one chase was. So somebody else got it. So I was a little bummed, but I recovered a day later. 2 days later. It was actually Saturday. Late in the day, I just randomly was seeing what they had at the mall, see if they put out any more stuff. And Kohl's at about 3:15, right at eye level, had the Chase Porg probably sitting out all day. So huge score there. It's a lot of place people wouldn't expect Kohl's. So if you're looking for that Porg chase, I wouldn't be surprised if you find it. I know a fellow collector in Florida, he found two at his Kohl's. So yeah, an unexpected place. You might find some stuff. They also had some of the basic carded series. They had Rey, but they didn't have Luke. And that's the one that I had on my list that I wasn't able to track down. They seem to really short stock the classic basic figures. So if you're after that one, the Luke.
I say that you got that the Black Series one. Yeah, that. They didn't do a good job on his eyes. What was up with that?
Yeah, it's funny too, because it took me photographing him to realize. I was like, whoa, wait a minute. And then I looked at it close. I was like, oh my goodness, the eye is off. And
The interesting thing on that is it's not unique to mine. If you look at Mark Hamill's Instagram, he had a picture of one that's even worse where the eye application is off. So, yeah, they had some bad errors in the production of this. So I'm just going to return it. They're going to come out with a store exclusive version to Target where it comes with a little base like he's on the island. So I might just wait for that one. I'm pretty sure they're not going to have any to return. Like I mentioned in the on-site wrap-up, almost everybody there was after the Black Series. That seems to be the shift in what collectors move towards. You know, there was one guy there for Lego. I was there for Pop. There was a few people who picked up just a few random Pops, but Black Series seemed to be the thing. That Luke was actually the last one on the shelf. I almost slept on it, and they had a Hera from Rebels, and she was gone, and Thrawn was gone. So I really underestimated the appeal of the Black Series. So as it was interesting to find out that that's where collectors have kind of moved their focus to.
There was some other stuff that I saw there. Oh, who the hell is this BBE9 or 9E? Is it E9 or 9E?
9E. I've got one of them in front of me right now. Yeah, this isn't 100%, but I'm pretty sure that is Kylo's BB droid that will fly in his TIE fighter with him. So we've got a
now we got a bad BB unit.
Yeah,
and they don't need all that. It's cool. I like how it looks. I mean, all I saw was the Pop, and I was looking at it. And I was like, "Ooh, this looks pretty sweet." So I'm hoping it does something cool. I mean, BB-8 didn't take over Force Awakens, but
no,
just have enough of him to, oh yeah, we can appreciate him, and that's cool, but.
Right.
Don't overdo it. And whatever these new, what are those new little furry things?
Porgs? Okay.
What are they?
Yeah, they're porgs. And it's funny you bring that up because a friend of the show, our good friend and the mother to my daughter, Breezy, she's not a fan of them at all. And she's a Star Wars fan. But, you know, even though I told her, people are like, oh no, these are the new, this is the new Jar Jar, this is the new Ewoks. I highly doubt they're going to be, even in the film, like maybe 5 minutes at the most. Like, and they'll just be around Chewbacca and R2 and around the Falcon and around the island. Obviously, they're just birds. They're not going to talk, they don't have dialogue. What happened here was, they saw a marketing opportunity. They're like kind of cute, although Breezy would disagree. But yeah, I mean, that's all they are. And, I don't know. It's kind of cool. If you've seen recently the Star Wars Card Trader app, the digital, they have a whole series of Last Jedi cards they just brought out. And one of them is R2, and he's surrounded by porgs. So I know we don't like to get too much, but I always speculate and I'm always wrong. My guess is the Falcon is sitting there on the island and a whole bunch of them get in, and it's up to R2 and Chewie to kind of clear the Falcon. And if anything, they're actually, R2 and Chewie are probably annoyed that they've got to chase these birds off the Falcon. So I can't see that being more than like a couple minutes, you know, so it'll be fine.
Oh, okay. I mean, there's this one, the drummer for Anthrax, Charlie Benante, he had posted a picture on Instagram, and he was out there and he was holding one of the little, I guess the one that moves. There's the one in the bigger one. He was holding that, and it was like, I think he was like, what the hell is this? And so, cause he's a huge Star Wars fan. He was out there, and he's part of the 501st. And so
that's awesome.
I was like, oh, okay. But even, yeah. Even on, in the comments that I wrote, I wrote and I said, please don't let this be the next Jar Jar. And a lot of people were like, I know. But I don't know. I mean, I
don't think it will be even close.
Leave all
they're
these,
not speak even. So
leave all the little cute furry thing. We already had that. And there were Ewoks. And that was enough.
Great.
A lot of people didn't like those Ewoks. I did. I thought it was awesome. But,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
But just no, come on. I mean, we don't need any of that. This is supposed to be a serious installment. So I don't know. We'll see.
These porgs can't even do what Ewoks did. So they're total just like on the side sight thing. And, you know, they saw a marketing opportunity. And so far it seems to have worked. Like I said, they have a total 5 pops. They have the Target exclusive with the wings. They have the regular, the Chase regular, the Flocked Hot Topic version, and the Flocked Chase. That's the only one I was missing. But, yeah, they got plushes. They got plushes everywhere. That one, the moving one that you mentioned, the Anthrax player got, I actually used. We got free gift cards. I ended up using it. We ended up using it on that. So we picked that up.
Oh man. Well, this Force Friday was better than last year's. If you guys were listeners back then, for the Rogue One, and where I went into the Walmart here in Susanville, the town that I live in, and they didn't have jack shit out. So,
right.
What I did like about that was I got to a little bit of a sound clip from, the guy that runs the toy department, and he was like clueless to what I was talking about. So if you guys remember that episode,
exactly.
But I mean, this was cool. I mean, thanks again to all the guys that were outside in Reno and Toys R Us, even the little guy. That was awesome. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. And I hope you guys got everything you wanted. And next is going to be episode 8. Yeah. No, 7. No.
No, this is 8.
Eight.
Yeah.
8. See, I'm getting all confused.
Last Jedi's 8, and then next May we got Han. That's the question I have. Will we get a Force Friday style event from Han? Obviously, they're going to have collectibles, but will they just release? Or will we have another event, like so close? Like it's September now. Last Jedi comes out in December. You imagine the collectibles will come out like around March for Han, and then the movies in theater in May. So I'll take it. I love these events. So
yeah, I mean, anything Star Wars. I mean, just
right.
If it's local for us, count on us being there. But they already did Celebration for Episode 8. You think there'll be no, I doubt there would be another celebration so quick, wouldn't there?
Yeah, they already said it's not going to be until 2019, but it's going to be a nice little pop of Star Wars events. We're going to have Star Wars Celebration, and then like a week later, the Star Wars lands at Disneyland's are going to open, and then the film is going to open. So it's going to be like an amazing May of 2019 for Star Wars.
Hmm. Well, I hope so. I mean, I don't know, yeah, man. I don't really know how far along they are with the Han Solo movie with Ron Howard taking over. So, do you think it would even be out? May is not that
far away.
Sounds like
they're on schedule. Right. It sounds like they're surprisingly on schedule. So, I was almost for sure it was going to be moved back, but they haven't done it yet. So, I'm surprised they don't want to hold down December, though, as their month, now that they've had 3 in a row here with Awakens, Rogue, and Last Jedi.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, it's going to be a little, I don't know. It's just too exciting to get another Star Wars movie so quick. I mean, I'm all for it.
I know.
I mean, but
first time that's ever happened.
I'm a little worried just because of the director change. I mean, I have 100% faith in Ron Howard. He's put out so many good movies. I was sitting there thinking about what he has done, and pretty much everything he's done, I've liked. There might be one or two that I didn't care for, but majority of his film work has been amazing, and I loved it. So, but we'll see. I mean,
we'll see.
Yeah,
I'll save some of my thoughts for towards the end of the podcast for the collecting section. One thing I did want to mention before we left the Force Friday thing was you may have seen, if you've gone out, Target, Walmart, Hot Topic, FYE, even Bed Bath & Beyond, Kohl's, they have all these stand-up pictures of the characters Poe, Kylo, Rey, First Order Executioner. If you have the Star Wars app, you can bring up the Find the Force part of the app, and it does a whole augmented reality, like the characters are there. And for this last Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the characters changed every day. I'm wondering what they are going to do going forward now that we're past that, if it's just going to cycle through characters. But every day it was a different character, like Maz Kanata, Captain Phasma, BB-8, Chewbacca, the First Order Executioner. I took some of these videos. I shared them on the Instagram, the Zisu, if you want to check those out. I also shared them on the Facebook East Society page. So, and yeah, if you want to get out in stores and try it yourself, it's kind of fun.
I can't remember the ones I saw. Wait, what were those? The red ones? What were they called?
They're the Praetorian Guards. Kind of like the new version of the Crimson Guards, since it looks like Snoke, whoever he may be, is, you know, obviously building on the ideas of the Empire. So, a Praetorian Guard is basically the newest version of the Crimson Guard. But interestingly, they seem to have all kinds of different weapons, from like straight spears to like whips even. Swords, so pretty interesting. I like their design. It's almost there's some like almost samurai elements to them.
Well, we'll just have to see what they do. Hopefully they're not like the Emperor's Guards, where they just stood around.
You can't read too much into this. How would I know anything? Like, I always make speculations and I'm always wrong. But if you look at the behind the scenes video, there's a shot of Rey or Daisy Ridley doing some practice, and she throws up her one hand with the saber and she's blocking three people. And all I can guess is like, wow, is that like Praetorian Guards that she's taking on? Like three of them coming at her? Obviously, no idea. We won't know until we at least see maybe another trailer or the film itself, but could be exciting.
Oh, man. Yeah. I mean, we'll get to it. And each episode, all the new stuff that we hear, we'll bring to you guys. So with that, again, thanks, guys, for being a part of our Force Friday this year. And hopefully we'll run into you guys down the line somewhere. And let's roll on. What else we got?
Let's roll right on to TV. I've been talking about it all year, dancing around it, but it's finally over. Twin Peaks: The Return. The series is complete. Or is it? I think it is. If you look at like David Lynch and even the actors that took part in it, sadly, you know, two of the actors from the original series who returned and filmed full roles, they've passed since. They passed before it even started airing, Miguel Ferrer and Catherine Coulson. So if you're familiar with the film, the Twin Peaks film, Fire Walk With Me, David Bowie was in that. And obviously we lost Bowie a couple years ago, so he wasn't able to film anything, but they were able to evoke him. There was a character, Bob, from the original series, and he actually passed away in 95. So he's been gone a while. They were able to find ways to like evoke these characters so they would have a presence, which is really cool. But just to speak kind of in general about the finale, I loved it. I knew I was going to love it. I wasn't expecting anything, you know, from it. You know, it's not like a typical show where, you know, you need all this payoff. If anything, you go the other way and you expect to get no kind of payoff. So what you do get, you know, is amazing. And what we had in the finale, the two-part finale, two episodes, 2 hours, was the first hour was completely tense. I was on the edge, like, oh my gosh, anything can happen type stuff. And then almost in the style of what Game of Thrones used to do, where episode 9 would be full of action and then episode 10 was cool down, we almost had that here. Our final hour of Twin Peaks was very much a cool down and lots of questions, like, and I think that's what Lynch likes to do. He has no desire to just answer everything for you. And he filled the final hour with just tons of questions. So completely enjoyable, though. If you haven't watched any of it, I've danced around it, so I wouldn't really spoil anything for Nez, because at some point here, hopefully he can start watching. And I'll dig right back in, and I'll like we do with Thrones. So, but yeah, you know, I'm disappointed it's over. I'd love to see more. I highly doubt it. I'm pretty sure this is it forever for Twin Peaks. But yep. Twin Peaks, the return. It's over.
Oh yeah. Just some quick the missed news. There was a lot of people that didn't like it, and there was some people like me that did. But yeah, we are getting a second season. I was just looking around to see when it was coming. I couldn't find anything, but if anyone knows when it's coming out, let us know. But yeah, I watched the first episode again, and it came a long way, man. It was just but I'm happy with what the show turned out to be, because it was a little rough in the beginning, and I can see where a lot of people just quit watching it. But yeah, man, I can't wait for what's coming. And the other show that I'm still watching is The Sinner with Jessica Biel. That's on the USA Network. Man, this show's getting interesting. At first, thought it was just going to be just a straight murder case, but it's starting to jump all over the place. I mean, I like what the writers are doing with this story, on just because Jessica Biel, just she, like I said, she killed someone in the first episode, and the rest of the after that are just, they're putting the pieces together and finding out what was her motive and why she did it, because she had already admitted, yeah, I did it, and just put me away. But right now, man, Bill Pullman, the detective that's on the case, man, he's just pulling all kinds of crazy things, or just finding out all kinds of weird things that's going on. That apparently she got amnesia or something, and doesn't remember all this craziness that Bill Pullman is discovering. So I mean, I really like it's really it's kind of a slow burn off and on. It does get a little exciting. I mean, there's not like excitement and fighting and shooting and all that, but I mean, it's just like a good dramatic series, a little bit thrillerish, but not really. But I like what's going on, and I'm just hoping that when we get to the end, it pays out. Yeah, The Sinner. Man, if you guys aren't watching it, check it out. I'm sure it's I know it's on their USA app, or you can check it out on probably their website. And I think they have all the episodes are on there, because that's the only way I'm watching it, because I'm missing it when it right. airs. I just watch it on the app. But yeah, I mean, it's a good show, man. I really enjoy it. And like I said, I hope it ends really good.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to. Right now, I'm going to see. I'm pretty sure it's on demand, so I'm going to set the, see if I can download an episode or two. Yeah, it's already up to, oh no, it's up to part 4. Yeah, they're all free on demand right now, the first 4 parts, and it looks like 7 episode season.
Yeah, I think six already aired.
Okay.
I think. Now I need to check because I don't know. I just whatever pops up on the app, I end up watching.
And, right.
I don't know. I need to see where they're at, but I don't know. But yeah, it's a good show, everybody. Check it out if you want. I have a buddy of mine who's watching it because he was listening to the show and he heard me blabbing about it. So he gave it a shot and he really likes it. So him and his wife both watch it. So yeah, I'm just hoping that it turns out to be something good and not don't half-ass the ending. So I don't know. And I remember talking about if this was going to continue or is this just a one-time season. So I don't know. I'm not sure yet. Yeah, there's only 5 episodes so far. And then how many did you say? 7?
I saw 7 total there, but as far as on demand on Dish on my TV, I could only get the first 4 right now, but I'm sure they'll all become available at some point.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, but like I said, man, so far it's good, and everyone check it out because I really love the show.
Awesome. I think the only other TV I wanted to mention was randomly, I was flipping around and came onto some Wire episodes. I think even it was last episode I brought it up, but I was just reminded of how good the show was. I always loved the show, and I quickly texted you up to be like, oh man, you know, you're going to love this. Plus, it was Michael B. Jordan's first role. It was like Idris Elba's first big role. Guys that went on to Walking Dead, the guy that played Bob and the guy that plays Gabriel. I don't know if you've seen Gabriel in any other roles of acting, but he's completely different. He's actually a cop in The Wire, so he's completely different from his Walking Dead character.
when did that show start and when did it end?
Yeah, it's almost hard to believe just because it holds up so well, but it's actually the first season was in 2002. That's when Attack of the Clones was in theater. It's almost unbelievable, but yeah, 2002, I think it aired until it went 5 seasons, so like around 2007, 2008, which is, interestingly, that's around the time I started watching it, when the whole series had wrapped up. One of the things I always remember about The Wire before I watched it was going out for, you know, Black Friday movie, DVD, Blu-ray deals, and I always remember seeing The Wire and always being like, I wonder what that is, and, you know, eventually checked it out. But yeah, it's crazy good, and it holds up, like, amazingly. It's such a good story and acting and everything.
All right, man, I'll definitely check it out. Because
I'd love to hear your thoughts.
I still need to get it back into Vice Principals. So
yeah, definitely.
We'll see. But as far as TV, I went back and started at Game of Thrones is over for until the next season, but I went back and watched season 1. Well, some of it, not all of it, but before I get into that, let's hear this. Yeah, I got back into it again because I just wanted to see. I mean, I just kind of don't really remember the beginning. And then so I watched the first 2 episodes. I'm going to continue and finish out the whole season again. But, man, everyone was all little and Jon Snow was like super young. He looked like a teenager. And I had totally forgotten about his brother. What the hell was his name?
Rob?
Yeah, I forgot about him.
Yeah.
Theon in the background. I mean, being how he used to be, and Arya and Sansa, and Bran just super young. I mean, they were just little kids. Now they're like all big grown up adults. And I was like, man, it was, I mean, and Tyrion, how rough and raw he was in the beginning, just partying and banging chicks. And it was weird to go. I mean, it was cool to go back and just see how it all started and everything. And I was like, wow. I mean, it's come such a long way. It was for all you guys that were listening to or not listening, but watching the show when it aired, man, you guys had to wait all that time. Not like me where I just jumped from season to season. But I mean, it was cool, man. I don't know if I'll go through the whole season again. I probably will, but I'm definitely gonna get through season one again. And oh my god,
I get so much more out of it. It's like you get it now. It's so hard that first time to kind of figure out what's going on, but now you know the characters. It's like you can appreciate the stuff that came first. That's how I saw it when I went back.
Yeah, because I mean, when I'm first watching it, I just was just watching it.
Right.
And now I'm like, oh, whoa, okay, there's so and so, and there's this happened, and oh man, I mean, just to see how everyone was in the beginning and how they are now. I mean, same thing with Jaime. Jaime was just this fucking prick, and now he's hella cool. I think I've noticed that once he got his hand chopped off, I think that's when he kind of turned. To get some feelings, but right, he was hardcore. Everybody was hardcore, man. But oh man, it was cool. I'm definitely gonna finish it out. And oh man,
yeah, it's a new take on it.
Yeah, it is. But I think I'm just gonna I'm just gonna get through the. I'll go through the whole series again, and just because, man. Oh man, it was an awesome series. I'm glad that you got me into it. And now I'm just going to start it all over again because I can't wait. Now I'm starting to notice all the Game of Thrones things that are out there, the memes and all this. Because before I usually just went over them because I'm not watching the show. I don't get what's going on. But now I get everything and all these other things that I watch and listen to. I catch the little references and everything. I can't remember. There was a movie that I had seen and they were talking about Game of Thrones. I can't remember. It was a comedy. I remember that. I can't remember. It was something funny, and I think I was the only one in the theater to watch Game of Thrones because I got it and I started laughing, and nobody else did. So I took it. None of them were watching the show, but it's cool, man. Yeah, I'm gonna go through it all slowly, take my time, because I do. There's other things that I need to watch. So,
right.
Do you have anything else?
That's it for TV.
All right. Well, this is kind of TV and kind of movies. Well, Marvel's Inhumans. It's a TV series. It starts up October 6th. Is that when it starts?
I thought it's sometime at the end of September.
I'm on IMDb and it says season one returns October 6th.
Okay.
It returns. It hasn't even started yet. Well, I guess it has. But it's already okay. I'm looking at some other things. Yeah, it's good. I mean, I like it. I mean, I know who the Inhumans are, and I know mainly just who the characters are, because these were comics that I never really gotten into. I mean, I knew who they were, and they popped up every now and then in Fantastic Four and all that, but it wasn't something that like, oh man, these guys are awesome. I'm gonna follow everything they do. I was just kind of like, eh, okay, whatever. But they had the big thing that was coming was the first two episodes were gonna be in IMAX, and I made it out the other day to see it. But before I went and seen it, I was reading all these bad reviews and. It was obviously the people that were into the comic books, and they were mad about some changes, and they were saying the show's horrible, and this gonna get canceled before it even starts, and I went into the theater with that attitude, because first I was like, why the hell is this on IMAX, but what I was happy about it filled the whole screen, because I'm kind of like that. When I see an IMAX movie, I want it to fill the whole screen, not just have these black bar on the top and the bottom. But if it feels like a TV show, because some of my buddies were like, well, is it good? I enjoyed it. I enjoyed every minute of it. Because I was sitting there like, okay, is this going to be worth the $16 I just paid to see it in IMAX? But it was good. I mean, I really enjoyed what was going on. I liked the characters. And what's his name? Ramsey. Yeah. Is he just typecast as the bad guy from here on?
Yep. That's all they see is Ramsey.
That's all I saw. And I was like, okay, maybe he's going to be a good guy. But you know he's not, because if you know who Maximus is, you know where it goes. But but I think that he did a good job. Ramsey Bolton, he was good in that. He was awesome in that role. Yeah, I hated him, but he did it good. And this is, you get another, the bad guy in this. He's the character Maximus. I liked all the characters that were in it. Gorgon, I see that they changed him from a white guy to a black guy, but you can get over that. I mean, Marvel's done that with previous other things. But
did you like Lockjaw?
Yeah, at first, I mean, in the comics and everything, I was like, hey, okay, whatever. I mean, I like Lockjaw. I got a cool poster of him. They handed out posters at the movies. So I got one of him. It's him and what's her face, Crystal, I believe, are on the poster. It's just a drawing. It's not the action, not from a shot from the movie or from the TV show. But it was cool. I mean, I this big giant bulldog. I was kind of like, okay. I remember when I first heard of Lockjaw, but I mean, he did what he did in the show. The CGI, that was one of the things. I mean, it's totally TV CGI, where they don't really put, I mean, it looks good. I mean, yeah, I'm talking shit because I can't do this, any of that stuff on the computer, but it's, you can tell what's TV CGI and what's movie CGI. And this was totally TV. Yes, it's Marvel, ABC, Disney. They do have that money, but I think they use the guys that are, I don't want to say still coming up or learning. It looks cool. I mean, but just seeing it on that big format on an IMAX screen, it kind of looked, it could be better. And the same thing with Lockjaw. I mean, his thing, I mean, just seeing it on the big giant screen in the CGI, I was kind of like, okay. But I mean, he's a good character. Everyone knows who he is. But I think that was the main thing the problem I had with it was the CGI wasn't all that. I mean, because when they show the city on the moon and everything, I was kind of like, ooh. I mean, because they show it and then the camera pulls back and then we see the whole city. And I was like, ooh. I mean, I don't want to compare it to the Sci-Fi Channel, Asylum CGI, because that's horrible. But they got better with the Sharknado movies as they starting to make more and more. But overall, I liked all the characters. Another problem I had was Medusa. Not the character, not the actress. I thought she's amazing. She's a beautiful woman. But I don't know who's in charge of the wigs. I know it when it's moving around, it's CGI, but I read a comment on I think it was on Facebook. They were saying that Medusa needed some hair conditioner because her hair looked not. I mean, when it was moving around and everything with the CGI, it looked cool. But when it's just laying there, not doing anything, it looked bad. I was kind of like, ugh. I mean,
right?
Why didn't they? I mean, straighten it out more or get the little frizzies out of it. I mean,
right.
I was kind of like, oh, okay. But I mean, it's cool. I mean, I like what's going on. There was other people like, oh man, that it was stupid because it just ends. Of course it's going to end because now you got to, it's a TV series. They're not going to finish it out in two episodes. I mean, they want you to watch the TV show. This was, I remember when they first came out, this was coming out, hearing about it and seeing the stuff at Comic-Con, I was kind of like, eh, okay. I think Ramsey Bolton is the only reason I'm watching this. And I was kind of like, ah, all right, I'll give it a shot. I mean, just an excuse to go to the movies and see it in IMAX, because a lot of people were saying that they don't have IMAXs in where they live at. So I don't know if it's online yet. Maybe somebody filmed it. But it was good. I really enjoyed it. I like what they did with it, other than little things I had problems with. But yes, some of the characters are changed. The story of Maximus has changed a little. But as far as acting and actors that they chose, I mean, I liked it. I mean, even the guy that plays Black Bolt, Anson Mount. I want to
see. Alon Wheels.
I've seen him in other things.
Yeah, he's the main guy in that show, Hell on Wheels.
I never seen that. It was some, oh, Nonstop. Okay, that's what I saw him in. And Safe, all right. Who is this guy? He looks like another actor, or the son of, I'll have to do some more research on this guy. He was good. Medusa was good. Ramsey is Maximus. He's awesome. Gorgon, I do like him. Geez, his names. I'm not even going to try to pronounce that guy's name. But
Karnak?
Huh?
Karnak?
No, the actor that plays Gorgon.
Oh.
I'm not even going to attempt
okay.
How to say his name. But Karnak's cool. I've always liked Ken Leong. He's done a ton of good things. And he was also in Force Awakens? Yeah, he was in Force Awakens.
Yep.
And
he should return for Last Jedi, too.
Yeah, I mean, everybody that they've showed so far in these first two episodes, I liked. I like what's going on. I like where it's going. And I'm definitely going to watch this show. And I don't know if I'll see it again in IMAX, but I think that once was enough. But I'll watch it again when it airs. And that's the thing that's going to suck. Are they going to show these first two episodes in one night, or is it going to be one, then the next one, and then I still got to wait a month and a half to see part three?
You would imagine they would air them both. You would hope, but because, yeah, otherwise they're making people that saw in the theater wait, you know, 3 weeks.
Yeah, so. I mean, but overall, I really enjoyed this. It got a 5.6 on IMDb, and it got a 66% on Rotten Tomatoes. And the critics, man, they're tearing this apart, as well as some of the fans. But there is people out there like me that know who the Inhumans are, but never really followed them all that much. I mean, I knew them enough just because I'm a comic book reader. And, I liked what was going on. If you guys don't know who they are, I'm going to read the series information. An IMDb, it says, an isolated community of superhumans fight to protect themselves. Inhumans on Rotten Tomatoes. Marvel's Inhumans explores the never-before-told epic adventure of the royal family, including Black Bolt, the enigmatic commanding king of the Inhumans, with a voice so powerful that the slightest whisper can destroy a city. After the royal family of Inhumans is splintered by a military coup, that they barely escape to Hawaii, where they are greeted with surprising interactions with the lush world of humanity around them. Now they must find a way to reunite with each other and return to their home before their way of life is destroyed forever. It's cool. I mean, I like what's going on. I mean, it's cool. Probably cool for Hawaii that they're filming this there, other than Hawaii 5-0 and Lost. I mean, now they got the Marvel trucks are around filming this TV show.
Yep.
I don't know. Do you know, are they still filming, or are they done?
I'd imagine they're done, because I think the way they're doing it is Inhumans is going to air this fall. And then, you know, we got the Christmas break, and then in January, I think, S.H.I.E.L.D. starts up. So S.H.I.E.L.D. won't return in the fall. It'll just be the Marvel show. Like, it'll change from Inhumans to S.H.I.E.L.D., so.
Courtney asked me this, because he had texted me and wanted to know if this was, if it was good, worth watching. And I told him, yeah. He asked if there was any ties into the S.H.I.E.L.D. that they had mentioned and the Inhumans. And I said, no, not, I said, not that I caught. Do you think there's going to be a crossover?
You would think there has to be. The Shield obviously had a whole season revolving around Inhumans. If you're familiar with Quake from the comics, you already know she deals with the Inhumans. So there's got to be some crossover. I mean, they'd be missing an opportunity if they didn't.
Okay, so if you guys are going to watch this show and you didn't watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they're all on Netflix, aren't they?
Yep.
Yeah, go on Netflix, zip through those. You still got a couple more weeks before this starts. So if you want to be hip to the game and what's going on with the ABC Marvel stuff, I mean, go back and watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I'm going to have to go back and watch those. But yeah, the Inhumans, I like it. Like I said, I was never really a fan of their comics and everything. I mean, I knew who they were, and you know, I know they couldn't look like how they looked in the comic books. But I like what they're doing. I mean, I thought they picked a good cast to who each character is, and we'll see where it goes. I'm hoping that it does do good once the series gets going, just because everyone's bashing. The first two episodes. If you do make it out to IMAX, it's like one big episode. It's not like here's the first episode, it stops, starts over again. No, it's one big episode. But you can tell where the cut is. Yeah. You can totally tell. I mean, it's not like a little glitch in the film, but you just know. And you can tell where each commercial break is. that's what I like. I mean, it was totally watching a TV show on the big giant screen. But Marvel's Inhumans, airing on ABC Network. Do check it out if you can get out to the IMAX ones. I highly recommend it. I mean, just to see it on that big format. If you're one of those guys that just likes going to the movies, like me, I mean, definitely go check it out. It's worth the. The 16 or whatever it costs to get in there and see it. I'm not gonna go see it again. I'll just wait till it airs. But I'm excited, man. I mean, I can't. Okay, it says Wednesday, September 27th is when it starts. So everyone, if you're not gonna go make it out to IMAX, you're gonna have to wait a few more weeks till it comes back on. But I wanted to see it. Because it wasn't in my area where on IMAX screen, so I wanted to bring this information to you guys to see it if you want. I mean, I really enjoyed it. I don't know if you take my opinion very serious, but it's worth watching, like I said. Marvel's Inhumans, airing on ABC September 27th on Wednesday nights. So check it out.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it. Gotta set the DVR.
As far as movies/TV, that's all I have.
Okay, yeah. A short week for me, too, as far as movies. We did get out to see The Hitman's Bodyguard. Were you able to get out and see that one?
No, I kept hearing too many bad things about it. Everyone's saying it was stupid, and it was just too many bad reviews. A lot of my friends that I trust in movies are like, I don't know, guy, but I don't know. We'll see. I don't know if I'll make it out to the theater, but I'll see it eventually.
Right. And here's where, when it comes to me, especially on this podcast, you know that action adventure movies, that's my favorite genre. You can give me almost any action and adventure movie, I'm going to be like, watch it, and I'll probably enjoy it for what it is. And that's exactly what happened here. It doesn't bring anything new to the table, but, it has Ryan Reynolds, Sam Jackson, Salma Hayek, Gary Oldman. Doing their thing. If you're, if you've seen them in anything before, it's kind of like what you're here. Sam Jackson is doing his thing, cursing up a storm. I think that might be turning some people off, is that it doesn't bring anything new to the table per se, but you know, action adventure junkie, and I'm definitely not very picky when it comes to the genre, so I was glad to see it and add it to my library of action adventure movies I've seen. I'd say you could probably wait for DVD or on-demand, home video, HBO, whenever it hits that. You can wait to see it there. Because like I said, yeah, it literally does. It brings nothing new to the table. But, you know, it's funny the way they tried to promote it, saying, like, we got a Deadpool and Nick Fury team up. That's just in the advertising, though. They don't joke in any way about their Marvel characters in any way. But, yeah, you know, I liked it, but like I said, you know, be wary of watching it. If you're an action movie junkie fan, go for it. But otherwise, you know, be cautious. You can wait. You can wait to see it.
Yeah, I mean, that was all. Well, I went and saw Wind River again for the fourth time, and I can't talk enough goodness about this movie. Directed by Taylor Sheridan, also written by him with Elizabeth Olsen and Jeremy Renner, Hawkeye and Scarlet Witch. Is that who she was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I cannot hype this movie up enough. If you haven't seen it yet, I know a lot of people have. Do check this movie out. It's amazing. And I'm sure I'll see it again before they pull it out of the theater, because I couldn't get enough of this movie. I think the last time I went to the movie, I saw a movie more than once, or four times, was Rogue One. That was last right. year. So, but Wind River, if you guys haven't seen that yet, go check it out. That's it for movies, I say.
That's it for me. But yeah, before we leave, Wind River, man, the fact you've seen it four times says everything. I have to see this movie. I wanted to see it before. After you gave it such a good review, I wanted to see it. And the fact you've seen it that many times, I got to see it.
Is it up there yet?
I think it is. I think it's finally out here. So I got to get out and see it.
Yeah, dude, go see it, man. It's an awesome movie.
Will do. Yeah. All right. On that note, ready to get into some sports?
Yeah, A's, we suck. Raiders, we suck. And I'm just waiting for the next installment of the Mae Young Classic. I'm not sure if they're up yet, but as soon as they're up, man, I'll come back on here and let you guys know. And that's it for me.
Yeah, quick hits. Pretty much the same for me. Everybody knows, if you listened to the podcast in last year, basketball is my main thing. So waiting for that. We're about a month away from training camp and preseason. So even that, it's a little, you know, so-so to cover. They're just trying out lineups. Same thing with preseason. The Broncos are undefeated this preseason. And one of the games we had just this last week, we won crazy. It was like 42-3 or something like that. We blew them away. But I'm not going to read too much into it. Stuff like that happens all the time, where a team looks amazing in preseason, and then when the real season hits, everything changes. So it's almost time, though. We're recording this on a Tuesday. Thursday night is the official first game of the season. I can't remember who it is. But, yeah, the NFL season kicks off this Thursday, and then this Sunday is the first full Sunday of the NFL. So. Probably next pod, we'll come back and have a more complete coverage of football. We'll actually have a feel for what the Raiders and the Broncos are going to be. And the Seahawks, if you're going to start to move their way.
Nah, I'll wait until I'm there.
Yeah. Okay. On that note, moving just back quickly into Star Wars, because we started the pod with it. For the weekly Star Wars moment, I just want to bring up Star Wars again and just be a little critical in this Star Wars moment of the Hasbro side of collecting. Nez, you mainly collect on card, right? You don't actually open them up?
No, everything that I got is sealed up.
Okay. For on card collectors, perfect. But I did have some issues as I opened these. I had a few issues with the figures, actually. Most notably, the Luke, which we already mentioned, with the eye paint application of the Black Series. That's one. The second was the Rey figure. Very disappointed. I was really looking forward to this Rey in her Last Jedi outfit. The pose, though, the legs are so kind of wimpy, the plastic they put into it, that she can't balance right. When you put her on the stand, she's like standing, leaning on one foot. It looks unbelievably awkward. I know there's a technique you can use with either like a heater or a blow dryer to straighten out lightsabers on Funko Pop figures. I might try the same thing with this Rey, because it's crazy how much this thing leans. So that's one. They released another figure, Paige, and while I really appreciated the fact that unlike the Poe Dameron they had for Force Awakens, which had like a molded on helmet, Paige actually has a removal helmet. Very nice. She doesn't fit on a stand, though. They like halfway kind of put little pegs in the foot, and she doesn't even fit the stand. So it's like, unbelievable. Lastly is this Rathtar they released. Well, it's awesome and amazing, and it's one of the best Star Wars beasts they've released in a while. I have a feeling a lot of people are going to sleep on this because obviously it was from Force Awakens, and everybody's excited for Last Jedi, but it's cool, except for they want you to insert all the tentacles. All the tentacles don't come on the Rathtar, and man, the pegs for that don't... they're not all created equal. Some of them pop out super easy. And you can say, okay, well, you know, especially if a kid's playing with this, it works for the movie. You want the tentacles to come off like they did in Force Awakens. But, man, Hasbro, they're definitely... it's crazy if you compare a figure from, like, 2007 to a figure from now, 2017. It's crazy to see how much like shortcuts they've taken and a step down in production. So I think they know, like, they've got somebody like me. I can say all these things, all these complaints about it, but you know, I've been collecting this long. I'm not going to stop now, but it's kind of disappointing to see that step back in quality, you know?
Yeah, I've noticed something. I mean, a lot. See, I'm picky when I pick up my carded figures, right. like the Kylo Ren that I just picked up. There was one where his head looked like it was looking straight forward. The one I got, his head is kindly tilted to the left, and
right. And
I said, okay, this looks cooler. I usually hang all my figures on the wall, in my little figure room / bathroom, in the back. But it's. I was looking at this one and I was looking at that, and I noticed that I know how when they package them in the actual big boxes before they're put onto the little display things, the card was bent a little, not like a creased bent, like it was slightly bent just because it was the way they had it in the actual packaged box. And I was like, oh, man. So I started flipping through all of them, and I found a couple other ones, and it seemed like every figure had that same crease. It's not an obvious crease you can see, but you could tell where it was. The cardboard was bent, and it's formed that way. I was kind of like, But hopefully within time, it being on the wall, it slowly flattens out. But
right.
And I do look at all the paint, the paint jobs.
Yep.
If it looks shitty, I'll look for another one. The reaction figures, they're not Star Wars. I don't think they'll ever be able to make anything Star Wars. But when I look at those, I mean, the detail on some of those, I mean, they do a really pretty good job. Maybe it's just, it's not, they don't put as many, as many out as Star Wars does, but they put some dedication and some time into the painting on their figures. And then some of the, sometimes, no, I mean, majority of the little small carded regular figures, they do a good job, but there's some where it just looks like, I know it's all done by machinery, and I know sometimes it looks like shitty, like your Luke, because that looks really bad.
Right. Yeah. Jumping right into collecting Funko, while we're recording, kind of breaking news for you to react to. Funko released pictures. Were you a fan of the movie Krampus?
That one that came out a couple years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it.
Looks like this November, they're going to have a whole series of Krampus pops. The mold is the same, but each one is different. The standard one is kind of gray, I guess you would say. There's a Chase red version. There's a Hot Topic flocked version of the gray. And then a Chase version that's flocked where he's white. And then FYE is getting a blue version of him. So lots of Krampus pops out there this November, just in time for Christmas.
I like the FYE one, if you can grab that one for me, because there's no FYEs where I'm at.
Yep. So right, which is so strange.
So there's a regular Chase that's going to be out there and two Hot Topic Chases?
One Hot Topic
Chase.
Oh,
no, that, oh, yeah, one. Okay, I see. I'm looking at a picture of him right now.
Yeah, the other Hot Topic one is just standard, but it is still flocked. So they did the same thing with the Porg just right now. A regular flocked and then a Chase flocked. So
I'd like that red one. If I find it, I'll pick it up. But I like the blue one just because it looks like one of the White Walkers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, did you see this movie?
No, I didn't. Is it really scary?
it's not really scary, but it was at times. But it's a really good movie. I mean, I loved it. There's, look for the one with the big actors in it, because there's other Krampus movies out there that were just stupid. But it's good. I mean, check it out.
Will do. Guess that's it for collecting. What else do we got on the list? I guess it's time for recommendations.
Go ahead. I forgot what I was going to say.
Okay. I had a little list of movies because sometimes I'm like, oh, what am I going to recommend? And this would have been perfect for 2 weeks ago, the week before Mayweather McGregor. I kind of mentioned that I was going to talk about this, but I'm going to recommend the movie The Great White Hype from the mid-90s. It's crazy how this is basically what happened with Mayweather McGregor. The cast is pretty amazing. Sam Jackson, Corbin Burnson, Damon Wayans, Jeff Goldblum, Method Man, isn't it? Peter Berg. Yeah, amazing cast. Good story, good soundtrack. This actually comes from a time when I remember CD soundtracks being more of a thing, and a soundtrack might be the reason you go to the movies. I know you're probably right in there with all that. Ned's Warehouse and Records, Sam Goody. You remember all that, right?
Yeah, Rainbow Records, all that stuff. I mean, they don't have those places anymore.
Yeah. The movie is out there on demand right now if you have access to that kind of stuff. I'm not sure if it's on any of the streaming stuff, but yeah, it's definitely worth a watch. You'd be surprised the similarities to how they marketed the fight are like in the movie. Like it's a joke in the movie, but 20 years later, you know, we had the real thing happen. So, yeah. Anyways, yeah, The Great White Hype. My random recommendation.
All right. I am going back to 1999 for the great Frank Oz. Directed this movie, and it was written by Navin Johnson, the jerk himself, Steve Martin. This is Bowfinger. There was a ton of stars in it. Steve Martin, Eddie Murphy, Heather Graham, Kristen Baranski, Jamie Kennedy, and a slew of other people. But I just picked this up on Blu-ray. Best Buy is doing their exclusives at exclusive Blu-rays where Bowfinger you can only get at Best Buy. I need to pick up Ed TV. That was another one I wanted. But Bowfinger, this was a movie. I didn't see it in the theater. I've always loved the comedy of both Eddie Murphy and Steve Martin. And to see them both in one movie, I said, oh, man, it has to be good. I remember the first time I saw it, I was like, eh, that was okay. And then when it started coming on cable or HBO or one of those channels, I just started to watch it over and over. And I love this movie. This movie is hilarious. When a desperate movie producer fails to get a major star for his bargain basement film, he decides to shoot the film secretly around him. Steve Martin's the little director, and Eddie Murphy, who plays two different characters. He's Kit Ramsey and Jiff Ramsey. Kit Ramsey is the big movie star, and he's going through some problems. And Steve Martin is trying to get him in his movie, but he doesn't do it. And he gets this other guy when they're having a casting call. It's Jiff Ramsey, and they picked him just because he looked like Eddie Murphy's the Kit Ramsey. And then they find out that that's his brother. So, but I mean, this movie is hilarious. I love it. Now I can watch it whenever. I have it on DVD somewhere. I couldn't find it, but I'm transferring everything over to Blu-ray. So this was a movie that I picked up, and I love it. And if you guys haven't seen it, do check it out. Bowfinger came out in 1999.
Oh, yeah. Love it. Frank Oz directed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Yoda. There's a connection for you. I'll jump right into my random song. They used it in Great White Hype, but it was actually out before it. Like I said, Method Man stars in it. Doesn't really star. He does this song on the way to the ring in The Great White Hype to introduce Damon Wayans' character, Bring the Pain from T'Challa. Method was the first Wu-Tang member to have his own solo record, and Bring the Pain was the single from that. One of the reasons I'm bringing this up is this last Thursday, Chris Gethard's show, live on True, which I've brought up a few times. Method Man was on. It was probably the best episode they've done. Topic was a little dark. They were talking about death, but Method Man was the best guest he's had so far. As I think they've been doing the show for 4 weeks now. So, but anyways, he didn't perform or anything. He was just there to talk. But it reminded me of Bring the Pain, classic Method Man. So, yeah. That's my song.
Cool. The song I'm going to pick this week is by Master Ace. This is Born to Roll. I've always loved this song. It came out in 84. I believe it was on the Slaughterhouse album. And I've always loved this song. It's just a catchy tune. I remember the first time I heard it, I think I was in Rasputin's in Berkeley, and I asked the guy, who was this? And he goes, oh, I don't know. He goes, I don't listen to rap. So I had to go up to the counter and ask the girl that was, who is this? And she checked. He goes, Master Ace. I was like, oh, cool. But yeah, I've always liked this song. It's been around for hella years, over 20 years when this song came out. But yeah, like I said, I believe it's on the Slaughterhouse album. I think it was the first album, the Master Ace, Master Ace Incorporated, the first album. So check it out, Born to Roll.
Awesome. On that note, just about done. Got a few more things left. I always like to give everybody what's coming up and what's next. I just want to remind everybody, The Good Place is on Netflix. I love that show. It's so good. Watch it so it doesn't get spoiled for the second season's coming back. And commercials for that even might spoil it for you. So definitely check that out. I meant to check this out this last week, HBO Go, and now I had it up. The first episode of The Deuce. I listened to a podcast this last weekend where they had talked to one of the writers of it, and sounded pretty good. And I don't know if you heard this, Nez, but I guess they already have plans for a second season. The first season is set in the 70s in Times Square. I guess they've already planned to kind of show Times Square through time, and a second season would be set in the 80s. So, you know, I like the sound of that. So, Vice Principals, obviously, and we got the movie Nez has been waiting for all year in theaters this Friday, and I can't wait to for you guys to hear my intro for him next week. It finally hits theaters this Friday.
Yeah, man, I can't wait. I mean, the people that seen it already are saying it's amazing. And I have really high hopes for this. I'm going there hoping for it to be amazing. And yeah, man, I can't wait. Everyone, if you're a horror fan like me or just a fan of Stephen King, you better get out there and see it this weekend, because I am. And I believe you. I'm sure I'm going to see it more than once. So get ready for that review on our next episode.
Sounds good. On that note, I think we're going to do the giveaway we mentioned last pod for Shin Godzilla. We decided to go by likes this time, so we have a lot more entries to work with. Before we started recording, I wrote down 26 entries. Want to give a special shout out to Clint Brandy and Jeremy Hauser for not only liking it on Instagram but also liking it on the Facebook page. Really appreciate you guys. So unless you have anything else to say, I'm gonna go ahead and random generate our number from 1 to 26. Yes.
Nope. That is cool, everyone. Thank you for all checking out what we do. And yeah, let's pick a winner.
Okay, here we go. 1 to 26, generate. We got 13, which happens to be another fellow podcast. It's the Mass Debate Pod. I think if I'm remembering right, that's another two guys recording. So you guys will have to decide from yourself. If you guys are listening, we really appreciate it. And I'll contact you, and we'll get you to your code.
I sent that to you. Did you get it?
Oh, the code? Yeah. Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, so we'll get this pod up, and then, you know, we'll contact them, and that'll be that. But, yeah, shout out to everyone. Breezy, Ahsoka Funko Lives, Crypto Movies, Kylo Collector, Mac and Goo Podcast, Josh and Marina. They actually they commented on Instagram too, so thank you for that. Everybody, Coach Stu, Plo the Pop Collector. Yeah, and we're going to keep it going with the giveaways, so.
Yeah.
If you didn't win this time, you know, next time.
We're going to keep it going. I always buy a ton of Blu-rays, and there's always codes in these things. So I'm, instead of me just sitting on them, decided to give it away. So our next one, thank you for everybody, and congratulations to the winner. You got, you'll get your code within the next day or so. After we'll send it to you after we post this pod. But right. Anyway, the next one I want to give away is for you Alien fans, Alien Covenant. That's going to be our next digital code giveaway. So get ready for that. I think I really need to go through all my Blu-rays that I picked up recently to see if there's any more codes. But yeah. Hey everyone, thank you for entering, and we're gonna do this whenever I get more codes. So that was two so far we gave away: Ghost in the Shell, Shin Godzilla. The next one's gonna be Alien Covenant. So again, thank you everybody.
Yeah, thanks everybody. And on that note, I guess we're just about ready to wrap up. Got anything else you want to hit them with?
Thank you everybody worldwide, all the listeners. Thank you so much for listening to the show. A big shout out to Tommy and his new wife Renee. I went down to Albuquerque to their wedding. Love you guys, but mainly everyone down in the Houston area that was affected by Hurricane Harvey. I mean, our hearts are with you.
Yes.
Please stay strong. I have no idea on what you guys are going through. I'm just my heart and my prayers are with you, all of you that are affected. Especially my cousin, Raylisa. Her house got some water damage, and the water was in her house. And yeah, hey, I'm sorry. It's a bummer and everything, but everyone, man. I mean, I can say this easily, but again, I have no idea what you guys are going through, but my heart is with you. So everyone, man, just stay strong. And if you can donate to any of the relief funds, please do so. I actually just recorded a special podcast. It's going to be in a relief fund for Hurricane Harvey disaster fund. I think I can't remember what it was for. I mean, but it's for Hurricane Harvey and everything. So. It was a special pod that I was a part of with Ricky and Danny from the Hailing Power Hour, as well as Brian and Lance from The Horror Returns. And I represented E-Society, Mac Nez, and Big Guys Podcast. That was cool. We talked about Creepshow. I have no idea when that pod is coming out, but I'm sure it's coming out pretty soon. As soon as I find out where you can hear it, I believe there's a donation that you can before you can download the pod. So please do that. It's going to a good cause. It's not going to us. I'm not seeing any cent. I'm not seeing 1 cent of it. So yeah, everyone, as soon as I find out when and where it's posted or where you can get it, I'll let you guys know. And again, my heart goes out, or both of our hearts go out, to everyone down affected by Hurricane Harvey.
Definitely. All right. All right. All right. Ready to head out?
Yep, that's it. Again, thanks everyone, and we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah, and in the words of Twin Peaks, we live inside a dream. I hope I see all of you again. Every one of you.
And they all float down here.